Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, so here's the thing. All right. Let's see. What is going on, everybody? What y'all talking about? Somebody said, I see somebody talking about, I'm late. What's going on, everybody? It's Armand, and we are back with another video. I feel like I've been talking all day, and I really haven't been talking that much. But hey. I got something in my eye right here. Listen, so welcome to the show, everybody. This is a little bit of a later live, but I actually just finished watching the show. What's going on? How's everybody's Monday doing? I'm doing phenomenal over here. And so I told you guys a few weeks ago that when we had Black China's publicist on the show, that we were going to be hold on. I'm trying to make sure I'm sharing this on Facebook. I know that's so unprofessional. Give me one second, guys. All right. I just want to make sure we're live on all the platforms. Like I told you guys, I'm using this new system. So sometimes it works and it doesn't. So thank you and for bearing with me. Oh, yeah. So, anywho, here's the thing. So I told you guys I was going to talk to you guys about the Black Channel. Oh, yeah, shout out to Mark. He said for your new rent. Yeah, you guys are throwing me off because I'm like, I'm looking over here. And I'm seeing it. But, yeah, shout out to you. You deserved it. You earned it. You've been here. But we'll talk about that, too. We'll talk about that later on in the show, okay? Anyway, now that you guys are here, remember a few weeks ago I was telling you that Black China had the new show coming out on Zeus, and it looked really, really good. And then we had the publicist call in and all that good stuff. Well, the show aired last night, and we watched. Well, I watched it this morning. Well, actually this afternoon. And so I have a lot of opinions on the show. So I want to see by the number of bales who watched the show. So if you watched the show, let me see some bales. If you didn't watch the show, let me see some bombs so I know where we're at. So let me see. So a lot of you guys did not watch it. Okay. So, well, I'll do my best to try to tell you how it went and, you know, what it was like, because a lot of you guys did not watch it clearly. But I thought it was interesting. So I'll tell you, what I thought. And the reason why I said empathic is because, like, I just picked up on a lot of emotions. Now, this could be because I smoked some weed before I watched the show, so I was watching everything very zeroed in, but I watched it. And the first thing I'll tell you is the show is fucking good. The editing, the presentation, although it's like, I don't, it's not like a big TV budget, I don't think, but the quality of it is really, really good. The production is phenomenal. It looks A1. The sound, the mood, it was really good. So they set the scene up with a preview that was to come later on. So they set the scene up with China and Tokyo actually about to fight, and then they rewind 72 hours prior before Tokyo gets there. So they actually set this up where Black China and her friends are going to her best friend. They're actually going to get Botox done or some type of like injection. Okay. I don't know what that shit's called, but they're going to go get fillers. Now, this girl right here is the best friend. Okay. She's been best friends with China for a long time. She's like her ride or die, okay? And, you know, obviously, her name is Treasure. And then this one, obviously, is Black China. So, anyway, so they go. Now, Treasure, she's a little hood. She's a little rough. She clearly don't have the same amount of money as China. She has a family of her own. Her mom is deceased, so she doesn't have her mom. I don't think she has her dad. She has a son. She has a troubled son, the best friend. She has a very troubled son. He's in and out of jail, probation, because he's not going to school. But Treasure also kind of is not into all the pretentiousness and like the Hollywood, like, you know, the fake stuff, like getting the needle and getting the, like, the injections and the fillers and things like that. She always tells China, like, you know, you don't really need it. Now, China has this assistant. We're not going to talk about the assistant yet because he's just not that important. He's just this gay boy, and he seems like more of the yes man, which I understood why, because, you know, he's young, he's gay, and he's Black China's assistant. So what would, you know, he, of course, he's got the fillers and wants the fillers and all the stuff too. So anyway, but he's just not that important right now. The most important people right now are Black China, her best friend, and then Tokyo Tony, which we'll get to in a little bit. So anyway, so they open up the scene, and, you know, she kind of introduces everybody, and then she gets with her friends, and then they're at the place. They go to the cosmetic surgeon, and she, you know, says she wants to get a little work done. Now, mind you, I'm looking at Black China, and, like, you can really get into her face. And, you know, I want to start by saying this. I really like her. I really, 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 really do. But you can just start to see, like, she's got way too much work done. Like, she don't even look like herself. And I think she's so used to getting the work done. She just sits there and just lets them just, like, stick the needles in her. You know what I mean? Like, she's so rich and she's, like, bored, I feel like. And then she thinks that she's supposed to, like, keep doing it. And honestly, I didn't see a difference in what she looked like before or after she got the damn shots. But some of those people, when they get those things, you know, they swear that something has really changed until they've gotten so much. And then it's like one day you look up and you completely don't look like your old self anymore. And that's Black China. She do not look like herself. She's got way too many injections done in her motherfucking face. Like, first of all. Way too many. Okay. So they're sitting there and then they're just talking or whatever have you. And the best friend needs to take a phone call. Well, no, before the phone call, China told the best friend that, you know, her mom is coming into town. And so her mom, Tony, was not in LA. Her mom, this had been the first time that they were actually going to see each other. In the year that they've been kind of falling out over social media. Now, Tokyo Tony don't like the best friend Treasure, okay? But the best friend and the assistant, they don't really like Tokyo Tony either. Nobody in China's crew really likes the mom. But the mom don't like anybody either, okay? And Tokyo Tony has, like, this bad rap of, like, going off and, like, being crazy. And, you know, Black China's a little bit more reserved, right? So they're talking about, you know, the mom coming into town and how China really wants to see her mom because she feels like she's getting older. She wants to repair this relationship with her mother. And, you know, she wants Dream and, you know, what's the tiger's baby's name? King and Dream to be able to see their grandmother, which is, you know, rightfully so. I totally understand. That's your mom. You want them to see her, you know, whatever. So then this girl, she gets a call from her son's school. So she gets a call from her son's school. Her son is going to juvenile hall because he's skipping school and getting caught and violating probation. So she got a lot going on. And at first I was like, is this shit real? Is this fake? No, this is real. So she really starts breaking down because she felt bad because she was just going off on her son prior to him leaving the school, but she was going off on him because he didn't like clean the kitchen. So she felt bad because she feels as though she is not, you know, she's not the best mother. So she's beating herself up about it because she feels like her son is a reflection of her. It was a lot of deep spiritual stuff going on in this first episode. Like, I was literally up and like stuck, but you really have to like tune into it. And you can see it was a lot of messages being shown here, like how to, you know, be involved with your parents, like, you know, from the mother and or the parent and child relationship is really, really important. And it was really showing how, you know, how energy just shifts between like the child to the parent and from the parent back to the child. And then in this girl's particular case, Treasure, she didn't have a mother. She doesn't have a mom. Her mom is dead. So she is even more like hard on herself when it comes to her son and the shortcomings of her son. She blames herself. It's just like this whole thing, right? So I'm like, girl, that's a lot going on. But China seems to know how to console her and calm her down and, you know, be the good friend. So I really feel like their relationship is solid. I feel like she looks out for China. I feel like she's a really good friend for Black China. I do. I like her for Black China, and I like Black China. All right. So now that we've gotten to that, now let's get to Tokyo Tony. So Tokyo Tony, we fast forward, and then now Tokyo Tony flies into town, okay? And she's staying at a hotel. Now Tokyo Tony has this man with her. I guess it's one of her longtime friends. He used to like watch over, according to Tokyo Tony, he used to watch over Black China in the club when, you know, she was stripping. But I guess Black China didn't know that his mom had her, that her mom had him watching her at the club or whatever. But whatever. Tokyo thinks that he likes her. And perhaps he does, because he's not that important yet either. But he's like a Tokyo Tony yes man. So he's totally on her side about everything. Okay. So Tony goes, and, you know, she's basically giving her side of the story. And I'm like, okay, so how is this going to work? Like, is she going to be the real, like, vulgar Tokyo Tony? And yes, she was very much so Tokyo Tony that we know. Okay. So she was like, you know, basically saying that, you know, Black China bought her that car, but then took the key or turned the car off. So the car is sitting in the parking lot, but she can't use the car to drive. And then she like sent a text or posted something on Instagram like, your Uber is waiting outside. So she realized Black China, you know, did it to her. Tokyo Tony also was talking about, you know, she's homeless at the moment. And Tony is basically saying that if this doesn't work out, she's like going to be done trying to connect with Black China. Like, this is like the last time that they are going to try and connect. And so there's a lot of pain. There's a lot of hurt. There's a lot of anger there, right? This family is really, really interesting. Like, this is good. So, you know, Tony's explaining her side of the story and, you know, talking about, you know, her feeling towards Black China and, you know, why she felt like, you know, you're never supposed to do this to your mother. And, you know, she's just talking about it like to us, to the camera and to the guy. Her and China hadn't met yet. And then it pans over to the screen of China being at her house with her best friend. And then them having a moment and talking about the relationship with China and Tony. And basically, you know, Black China being hurt because, you know, Tokyo Tony, you know, put all their business kind of, you know, on social media. And, you know, China really wants a relationship with her mother, but she just doesn't know. She's just not really sure how it's going to play out. All right. So now that we got all that out, for those people that didn't see it, now, here's the good part. So they go and meet at Black China's house. All right. So China's there, and then they bring Tokyo in. And immediately, like, the anger is just like, it's up. Energy is up. Like, and this is real energy. This is like real energy, right? And so you got Black China on the side of the island, and then Tokyo Tony comes and sits in the front of the island, and then doesn't even look at Black China. So then Black China comes around and like moves some of the bar stools out of the way so she can go sit next to her mom. And the producers ask Tony, like, are you able, can you turn towards me? Can you turn towards China? And then Tokyo was like, I'm not turning, no, because she won't turn towards me. And I'm like, whoa. And then China was like, well, you know, I was turned towards you. I tried to turn towards you, which Black China did. Tokyo Tony immediately got upset and like tried to storm off, walk off. And was like, you know, I don't want to do this shit. We ain't got to do this shit. Like getting all rowdy. China's like, no, fuck that. You're not going to fuck up everything that I've risked meaning this show, because Tokyo Tony was about to walk out of the damn set while shooting. So they're using the raw footage inside the show. So like real shit that happens, like Tokyo Tony was about to quit. Like there was going to be no scene. And China was like, no, bitch, we're going to do this scene. So whatever it takes, we're going to do this motherfucking scene, because you're not going to fuck this up for me. So then they cut the cameras and they came back. I'm like, oh, this is a real, like, this is the real deal. Like they was really about to get into it. So I said, well, let me watch some more. This is all on the first episode, by the way. So now they finally have they finally start talking, right? And tensions are high on both sides. Now, if you've seen clips online, you've seen them fighting, you've seen them arguing, you've seen all of that, right? And now, here's where I would say, and I'm going to give you my opinion. I don't think that all of this is Tokyo Tony's fault. I know, a lot of people might think that Tokyo Tony is crazy. Yes, she is not... the softest mother. Tokyo Tony is not the most motherly mother. Like, she probably was not the best mother in the world. Like, I totally understand that. I do feel like there's a little envy there, just a little bit of envy that she has on Black China. There's a tad bit, because she sees herself in China. But I do also see a concerned mother who's felt like they've lost their daughter. Because then when you see China and you like look at her and you look at her talk and you just look at her mannerisms, I'll tell you, from watching this, it looks like I swear to God to you, like this is where the empath shit comes in. I know, like you might think this shit is weird, but seriously, she literally like looks like half her soul is gone. Like, she looks like it's like not even there. Like, Black China literally needs, if she doesn't have a counselor, she needs to go get counseling. Because Black China has a lot of issues that she's dealing with. She has a lot of issues, and she like drowns them out with the surgery and the going out. I don't want to put drugs on people because I don't know if she's doing drugs or not. But whatever she's gone through in like her childhood, like she's a little off. And even Tony was like telling her, like, you're rude to every person. Like, you're mean to a lot of people. Why? You can't keep treating people this way. You can't treat people that way. Now, Tony didn't do it in a, you know, the nice way. Tony was in her face. But I felt like, during that argument, I was more on Tokyo Tony's side, because I felt like Tokyo Tony was like, bitch, you saying I wasn't there, you saying I was such a bad mother. Okay, so tell me who was there for you. Tell me who was a better parent for you. Like, let's air out all the receipts. And China was not, she didn't really have much to say. But then it was like, and then I've heard that Black China is like very mean to people and rude. But I could see it, because I also understand why Tony gets probably mad at Black China, because Black China got that money and she'll throw it in your face. Like she was telling her mom, like, you can get the fuck out of my house. You know what I mean? So she uses the money as a little bit of power as well. And she will shit on you. Like I can pick that up off her. Like, so she knows that she's rich. She knows that she's popular. which in turn she knows that she's powerful. So she does abuse that a little bit. Like, I literally got all that from her. And she does a little bit of that to her mother. And her mom be like, bitch, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm still your mama. Like, fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? But I do believe Black China genuinely loves her mother. I think Black China genuinely loves people. But I think that she's like a little messed up in the head. Because then even when they was arguing, like, Tony was like, rah, rah. And then, like, China would be cool. Then she would, like, flare up like that. And then she'd be cool. Then she, like, do, like, and then she, like, grabbed her mom. And, like, while her mom was going off, and she grabbed her mom. You could tell she just wanted to really, like, hug her mom and break down and cry. But, like, it was so much tension between those two that they couldn't even, like, she didn't even know how to hug her mom and just cry. But then Tony was so hard, like, she didn't even realize that's what China was doing. And I'm like, damn, they really have some deep, 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 deep rooted issues. Like, they have some really deep rooted issues, but they love each other. You know what I mean? But I think China has drowned them out with the Hollywood of it all. So literally, she's dead behind the eyes. Like, if you watch, like, if you just get into Black, like, it's, bitch, we're just here. And this is what we do. Like, it's no life back there. Like, I know this might be a little too deep for y'all, but, bitch, I was watching. I'm like, girl, this girl got a lot going on. And I could just feel all of that shit. And, like, I'm like, damn, it made me like her because it made me feel like if she wasn't, like, I like her because I know she cares about her mom. I know she loves her mom. I know she loves her mom. And I know Tokyo Tony loves her too, but Tokyo Tony is like, she's just a hard bitch. And then they went, and this is when I knew that there was a little jealousy and envy. So they started getting to it. They started throwing stuff, but Tokyo Tony was like, you know, ho, you slut, go suck a dick, you know, you bitch. Like, try to hit China below the belt, like really, 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 really low. But I felt like Tony feels like she has to go low like that because China's a little Hollywood now. Like, bitch, I'm rich. So you can get the fuck out of my house. I'll shut down this whole set and all you motherfuckers will go. Like, she moves, she flexes her muscle like that. So, you know, in order to break some bitch down like that, you know, you gotta dig deep to cut a bitch like that. You know, a rich bitch, you know, and y'all going back and forth, you gonna try to say the lowest thing you could say. Cause you know they shitting on you, especially you homeless and a bitch telling you like that you can get the fuck. So I understand it. They was going blow for blow. However, I think that they're both responsible for their relationship. See, but I think for a long time, a lot of people just thought that Tokyo Tony was just this crazy, deranged, like maybe addicted, like want to be famous kind of mother, in which a piece of her probably is. But a piece of her really is looking out for her daughter because she knows who her daughter was. And China is not who she, China is not there. China is gone. I don't know who, well, or Angela's gone. The person in Black China is a complete Hollywood soul. I don't like, she's literally dead behind the eyes. Like, I know I said that already, but I'm like, you gotta watch it. But you gotta watch it with the intent to really pay attention to what's going on. It's good. I really like the show. Okay, so you watch it on Zeus, the Zeus Network. It's the app. You download the app. It's called The Real Black China. Yeah, you gotta watch it. You got to watch it. Like, I liked it. You know what I'm saying? And it really made me kind of connect with China, because I'm like, okay, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like Black China really has never dealt with her issues. Like, she's never really dealt with the issues head on. She probably has a lot of days where she goes and cries and has meltdowns, because so much from her childhood and things that she's had to do to get where she's at, just to sacrifice. Because she said it, like, she doesn't have anybody. She doesn't have, like, her mom. The mom is not around. Dad's not around. You know, there's no real family there to really support her. So she literally has to do everything for herself. And, like, she's built this brand of being this entity. And so now she just has to fully be it. And then with the money and the fame comes the injections and the shots, and, you know, where it just becomes routine. Like, I was looking at her sitting next to her best friend and her assistant. I'm like, damn, bitch, like, you out of there, girl. You do lips. Everything is done, bitch. She just like them. Just stuck. I'm like, damn, bitch. Damn. Like, to me, I mean, it's too much. Like, it's too much now. But it's like, that's how them people, like, deal with whatever they're dealing with, I feel like. Like, okay, I'm bored. Let's go get some more shots. Because even the best friend was like, China could be in the mirror. And she said that China could be looking in the mirror and be like, oh, well, I think this part of my face needs to be a little bit more squared. So then she'll go get something to fill in it out. Girl, you look fine the way that you are. But I think there's a lot of confidence issues there. I feel like there's a lot of her that, you know, she still has to be Black China. So she battles with being Angela and Black China, I think, now. Because she's Black China. So Black China is the lashes, the car, the sex, the booty, the body. But Angela is like the girl that's really, really sweet in the inside. She secretly is damaged. She wants a relationship with her mother. She, you know what I mean? She hasn't completely healed yet. Yeah, I would like to meet Black China. I would like to, and it really, like, from this first episode, I realized why she doesn't talk that much, why she, you know, she just don't, like, she needs to go see a therapist, because she has a lot of issues. She has a lot of issues that she needs to deal with. And it's nothing wrong with going to see a therapist, because she's been damaged. You could see it. It's all through the episode. You could just look at her. So I like the show. And then the scene with her and the mom was really telling for me. You know what I mean? You know, Tokyo Toni, she is something else. But it's not all Tokyo Toni. It's not all Tokyo Toni's fault. Everything is not. Their relationship is estranged because of both of them. I want to talk to, has anybody seen it? Okay. Oh, yeah. I don't know where it's at on YouTube. Oh, it's like 40 minutes. It's like 40 minutes. It's no commercials. It's good. I like it. I think I need you guys to start watching it so then we can talk about it. Okay, so did anybody see it? Okay, I do have the call-in number, so let me see what some people want to say. 813-9189, you're live on the air.
I'm on?
Yes.
Yes, so I didn't watch the show, but I really want to now, because I think that her putting out her issues with her mom could help a lot of people, like a lot of young girls that have issues with their mothers and are going through things. But, like, what else happened besides that scene, though, in the show?
It wasn't that. It was like, it really wasn't much. It was like she, that was the main thing. Like, they were really wanting us to get the gist about the mom and her relationship. And then they talked about a little bit about the best friend and her relationship with her kids and, you know, and Blac Chyna. So it was really about the mom and Blac Chyna this episode. It was not. Mm-hmm. That was pretty much it. But you go watch it. Go watch it.
I have to watch it. Did you see the statement that Tokyo Toni put out? Tokyo Toni put out saying that she won't be on the next season. That this like ruined her brand or like stopped her from getting certain deals and things.
No, I didn't see that. I didn't see it at all. So is that what she's saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you know,
The little clip they put out where she was like, I don't care if you die, go kill yourself or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, who the fuck says that, though, about their daughter?
Yeah. Yeah, Tokyo Toni's a beast. She's a beast with it. Yeah.
Do you think that her show was on Zeus because of Kardashians and that it wasn't on cable or something?
I think that maybe they couldn't get it picked up, but I mean, if you know, like, what did they say? When you can't get a seat at the table, you create your own.
Hello.
So I think it was phenomenal that she did it. She's got great production. It looks amazing. I mean, it looks like it could definitely be picked up and put on TV. But I like that it's not on TV because they can curse, they can fight, like they can really get into some things. Like the internet is the new TV. Huh?
Are they bleeping out the cuss words?
No.
Oh.
Yes, it's no bleeps.
Okay.
Yes,
well,
like this
you.
Is the real deal. Yes, they are getting into it. Like, yes, that's why I'm like, oh God, yes, this is good.
Okay, Chyna, get your coins, girl.
Yeah, I'm happy for her. You know, you listen. She was not gonna let Tokyo Toni walk out of that without getting that scene though. I will say that she was like, y'all are not about to fuck this up for me. We are doing this scene. And then there was a part where they were in the little area where she was getting the fillers done, and then the school called the best friend and was like, "We're arresting your son. He's going to jail." And so Treasure walked out of the office, and Chyna was like, "Go follow him. You go follow her. Telling the cameras, bitch, y'all need to go follow her and get this shit on camera." Yes. She was getting it on camera, so it was good. I like it. I'm going to continue to watch it. It was just a lot of energy in that episode. That's why I was like, wow, I kind of really feel like it was a lot of energy. It was stirring me up, so I thought it was cool. But all right, make sure you watch it, love. And then it's probably somewhere free on YouTube somewhere,
I bet. Yeah, all right, thank
you. So find
you.
It
love your
be team. Ready for next week. Bye.
Bye.
All right, let's take a couple more and then we're going to wrap it. All right, 5227.
Hello. Hi, Armand.
Hey.
I just finished watching the show, and I kind of got some of the same things that you were saying, but the only thing is I didn't like that Tokyo. I felt like part of the reason why Blac Chyna is so dead is because her mom said something like, I don't care if I pimped you out to
the,
1,000.
Yeah.
I'll make you the biggest hoe in the world, you still got to respect me. And I'm like, no, she doesn't. Like,
right.
She feels like she can do whatever she wants to Blac Chyna, and Blac Chyna just has to do and respect her because that's her mother. And I think that there has to be a level where it's like, that doesn't matter anymore. And I think Tokyo Toni don't realize that.
Yeah, I don't think Tokyo Toni realizes that either. But isn't that crazy? Like, the energy that you could just get. I'm like, it's good though, right?
Yeah, I was supposed to be asleep, and I watched the whole thing and woke up.
Me
I mean,
too.
And was like, damn, I missed my nap.
Yeah, but yeah, Tokyo Toni did say she was like, you could. She said, it doesn't matter if I made you sell your pussy to 1,000 men. Or something like that,
you still gotta respect me because I'm your mother. I'm like,
no. She said you still supposed to respect your mother. Yeah, I mean, I was deep. That's what I'm saying. Tokyo Toni is a real G thug ratchet bitch. Like, she is that. She is that woman. She is that lady.
Yeah,
but I do feel like China is like sold her soul. Like, China is gone. Like,
yeah,
that
like
bitch
she's
is like just a walking.
She.
Did you see the deadness in her?
Yeah, she was dead. Like, she didn't have, like, part. I mean, part of it is all the work she's got done. I think she partially gets it done for that. Because remember, they were even joking, girl, smile. And she was smiling, and you couldn't even tell.
Yeah, you,
like,
yeah, you couldn't even tell.
She was just so dead. And then when she was looking at her mom, it was like you said, you could tell that she kind of wanted to break down and cry, but it was like, I'm not going to break down and cry. Like, I'm not. And then she just died. And then she didn't have anything to say.
Yeah.
Did you see the part where she would,
when they were talking and China would, like, kind of like she would tweak, like, you could tell she was getting angry and then, like,
But the one
thing I did like about what Tokyo was saying was, like, you need help. You need counsel. Like, some of this is true what Tokyo is saying.
And
the part where Tokyo was saying, like, you can't be rude to people like that, meaning, like, China's being rude to people on her team, too.
But I think that the problem is that she's saying that to her, but she shows the exact example of how Black China acts. Like, she acts like her mother. Like, that's the same person. Like, they act just alike towards everybody else. Like, her mom
right.
don't like none of her friends and ain't never met none of them.
Right.
So it's just like her mom is the example of how she acts. I think, and her mom is really, as crazy as she is, she's pretty much dead too, because she don't even feel like pimping your daughter out is a bad thing. You gotta still respect me. Like, what? I think that's crazy. Shoot.
Yeah,
but it's a good show though. I'm like, I was hooked.
But you feel bad for her, because I actually, like, damn, I like Black China. And now I feel bad for her, but then I do see how she will throw her money around on you.
Oh, yeah.
She knows that she has the money.
Yeah. Yeah, because then she was even before the scene started, she was like, she's not going to fuck up what I built. She's not going to mess up what I built. You're not going to make me lose. Well, one thing, I don't know if I heard this correct, but did she say you're not going to get me evicted? Like, she don't own that house?
No, she didn't say that. I didn't hear her say
that. Okay, I might have been being a little messy. Okay.
No. But, yeah. So, all right. Thank you, caller.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. All right, 443-8294. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. I just wanted to address Toni's backstory, because what you forgot to say was she was upset about the car. Do you remember one? Yes. So Toni came in very upset with China about not taking the car away but stopping the car from working.
Right.
So that was a big part of the argument.
Right.
So I think that's why she was so upset with China, because she took away the car, and that's why she felt like China was disrespecting her.
Right, because you
so
took away the
like
car.
So she feel like China owes her some money, that's right. She wanted
I don't know if it feels like you owe her some money, but I think it's more of like, you know, I'm your mom, look out for me, I'm not as rich as you. Like, look out for me,
exactly.
I'm your mom. Yeah, I don't think it's like you owe
she
me.
That.
Yeah. But I feel like China tries to use that, because China, what China also said was like, well, the car is there. The car is in the driveway. You have the car, but she knows that the car doesn't run. So, yeah, the car is physically there, but the motherfucker don't drive. So China knows
that. Exactly. Yeah, and I think that Toni was very upset about that, but she does not know how to communicate with China. And that's a big part of it. I think, like you said, China does have some issues, but you can't be a sex worker and come out of that and not have some issues.
Okay. Yeah, did you see that part when when she was with the friend and they were like, well, where were you doing at 16? What were we doing at 16? And then the treasurer said, I was pregnant with his ass. And then Toni was like, when China and Toni got into it, Toni said that China was gone at 16. So China left the house at 16.
Yes. I mean, it's just, like you said, it's so much pain between them. and they seem like they're both very damaged, because Tokyo Tony said at one time that she was molested.
Yes.
So, I mean, who knows what happened to China or what she has taken out on China because of that.
Yes, and I feel like Tokyo Tony's mother wasn't there, and I feel like there's some resentment there, and Tokyo Tony, she's that way to China. Like, it's a generational, like, curse that's come up on that family. Hopefully China doesn't pass that energy over to Dream.
Well, that's what she said she was trying to avoid, but it is a vicious cycle, like you said.
Yes, because Tony is obviously upset with her mom, because she was like, well, your grandma didn't do shit for you.
Oh, yes, she did say that.
She did.
She was very resentful that China keeps telling people that the grandmother raised her. And she,
right.
Yeah, she's not addressing what Tony did for her as a mother.
Right. Exactly. I really want to see them work it out, but they need a lot of counseling. And Tony needs to stay off of the internet.
Well, that would be good, but like you said, it was an amazing episode, and I'm waiting for episode 2.
Yes. Thank you so much, caller.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right.
Hello.
2753. Yeah, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
So I wanted to basically say, okay, so this happens a lot in black families, the mother-daughter thing, the confusion. But also the deadness in China's eyes comes from, you know, I've spoken on your show before, and I know that some of the women are going to be like, here she go again, or here she go. But first and foremost, black mothers and daughters need to find a way to work their issues out, because what happens is, and it stems from slavery in a lot of ways, jealousy, resentment. Once you get old and feeling as though, first and foremost, a lot of black women, opportunities are not given to us. And our beauty is always being put on this. We're always being judged for that. And so when you have a daughter, if a mother is not mentally stable, she takes that frustration out on her daughter. And that appears to be what has happened between Black China and Tokyo Toni. But also with Black China, a lot of her issue comes from being in Hollywood and not feeling adequate as a black woman, as a beautiful black woman. And that's the reason why she does a lot of the things that she does, as far as wanting to sculpt her face up to look like something that she isn't. The weaves, the bleaching, all of these things are a contributing factor to what, to be honest with you, a lot of black women go through outside of just the only difference is that Black China has the money and the fame to put it out in the forefront. But this is something that a lot of black women struggle with.
Yeah.
The issues with their mother, the issues with their image, and wanting to look like something that they're not. And when you give a person who has that much self-hate and who's that damaged, when you give them money, then it just turns them into a pure, outright zombie. So I do believe, you know, I think there's the big issue that we're missing is that black families and black mothers and daughters have these underlying issues that stem from slavery. But there's also this issue of self-hate and not liking who you are and not liking what you look like as a black woman. So what do you think about? Because I spoke on your thing a while ago about the weave.
Oh yeah,
you remember?
Listen, I try to stay away from the black woman stuff as much as possible, because the minute I say something, these people like
but
to push
you,
a narrative on YouTube. But I do
you
that
shouldn't.
Because the black woman conversation, in so many ways, black women get so sensitive. So it's like, if I'm not saying everything in a pro-black woman direction, it's like, so I stay away from it. I let y'all speak on that.
Because
it's a damned if
you
do
like that,
and a damned if you don't.
When you put it like that, it makes a lot of sense. So as a black woman, first and foremost, again, the self-hatred that, see, here's the thing, right? See, Black China is Tokyo Toni 2.0. Black Tokyo Toni is the everyday, or for not all black women, but she's the majority of black women, right? But see, her daughter is able to do what she can't because she has the money to do those things. So when you have a person who has self-hate like that, such as the mother, she passes that self-hate down to her daughter. And then Black China, because she has the finances to change and tweak certain things, you just see whatever it is that Tokyo Toni has going on with her, you just see it magnified in her daughter. And so then Black China goes and has a daughter, a half white biracial daughter, and she's basically passing on that same trauma because she wants something that looks opposite of her. And so there's no telling what type of issues that Dream is going to grow up with as a biracial individual with a black mother who has issues and who may be a bit lighter skin, but then has a darker skin grandmother who it's a generational curse. And this is something that a lot of black women have to endure. And I think people, because she's Hollywood and because she has money, people don't talk on that aspect of it. And a lot of the times, honestly, we forget that aspect of that type of trauma exists. I'll give you another example, and I'm going to let you go because I don't want to hold up your line. But see, the Kardashians, right? Mm-hmm. These women have poured themselves out on camera. They get all types of plastic surgery, but they don't show that they don't show that they're broken individuals. A black woman can't go out in there in that Hollywood world and think you're going to do the same thing that white women do. First and foremost, the system was created for them to prevail in it, not for mm-hmm. you. So for you to try to live like a Kardashian and think that that's not going to mess you up, that's a form of delusion. So,
a lot of people are saying that you're putting them in a box. See, this is why I let you guys touch that. So they're saying that mm-hmm. there's a lot of people in the comments that do not agree with you. They're saying what you're saying is some BS. Now, listen, you're the only caller in here. Now, if there's someone that would like to call and give their opposing opinion, feel free to call in.
I'm not saying that all black women feel this way. I'm saying that there are a lot of black women that do feel this way. The difference is that Black China is a celebrity, and she's able to show, not only is she able to show how she feels, but she's able to pay and do certain things that some black women can't do on a regular basis.
Right.
So this is trauma between black women.
Okay.
I seen parts of it. I seen some of it.
All right. So, listen. Well, we got into some things. I don't know if we're going to have any. We have to be able to talk about these things so we can heal. Someone says she said most, but glad she corrected herself. My mom is old school and nothing like her. We're different, but I kind of understand her. All right. Well, thank you, caller. We don't have any other calls
thank
in the queue,
you.
So we are going to wrap it up. Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. All right, guys. So that was my quick review on it. I just wanted to talk about it a little bit because although the show, like the way that the show looked was, you know, put together very nicely, there was a lot of spiritual components that were jumping out at me and a lot of energy coming through that. And like, so I just thought that was really, really interesting to be able to pick up on some of that stuff there. So I'm going to continue watching. Hopefully you guys are watching so then we can kind of talk about it and we can, you know, have a dialogue about the situation. So, all right, guys, I love you. I'm going to go ahead and get up out of here.